Connie Hobbs' daughter Leslie would have turned 30 this month if she had not been killed near Blackhawk by a drunk driver on Valentine's Day in 1994. Hobbs says she made a statement at the time that driver was sentenced, and she says she later faced the offender and developed empathy for him.
How would I feel if I killed somebody else's child? I couldn't live with that. I couldn't. So, I mean, I forgave him right away. I told him, I said, it's between you and God. I've forgiven you, but it's between you and God. I can't bring her back. No matter how angry I am with him, I can't bring her back.
One of the people accompanying Hobbs to court was Lila Dowd, who is still active in MAD and takes part in victim impact panels.
This is just a group of us, two or three of us, meet for an hour and talk about what's happened in our lives, you know, with the drunk driver. And we talk in front of people that have been driving drunk.
Dowd's own daughter was injured by a drunk driver many years ago. Being involved can help victims adjust after their lives are thrown out of equilibrium. Sharon Calamine is director of Pennington County Victims Assistance.
As you're trying to get back into a new normal, one thing that I think is imperative for all people is to know that I was part of the process that helped keep him responsible. And we talked today about empowering victims. They need a voice in court.
Victims have rights under federal and state law, including attending court hearings and being notified when inmates come up for parole or release. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.